Okay, Kedushin Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalad 1:4, and now the Mishnah discusses the ways in which one is kona livestock, animals. So to understand this Mishnah, there's really two things you have to understand. The first thing is that when it comes to livestock, farm animals, they're divided into two categories in halacha. One is called behema gasa, meaning large, thick animals, if you will, and the other one is behema daka, small, thin animals, if you will, but small animals. So a behema daka is either a goat or a sheep. The other animals on the farm are all behema gasa. That means like a cow, that means a horse, that means a mule. And even if you're talking about a newborn cow, which maybe is, let's say, small, relatively speaking, to a ram, it's called a behema gasa. So the modes by which they're acquired may be different, suggests the Mishnah. And it has to do with what's sort of normal and proper. So when it comes to acquiring livestock, there are three different potentially valid ways of doing your maisa kinyan, your action. And there's a hierarchy to them. So according to Rov Rishonim, most Mefarshim, and the Bar Tanura, I'll explain it to you now, the hierarchy is the most binding, best, if you will, is called hagba'ah, actually lifting the animal off the ground, either one or three tefachim, which is Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. That's called hagba'ah, lifting it. Then you have what's called meshicha, which is not as good. Meshicha is causing the animal to move. Literally, meshicha means pulling it. But you don't actually have to pull the animal. You could get it to move by calling it or hitting it. As long as it moves like one foreleg and one hind leg, thanks to your calling it or beckoning it or shoving it or pushing it or pulling it, all that would be considered to be meshicha. But meshicha has to happen in a location which you have rights to be there, partial rights. So that means either like a, what's called like a simta, like an alleyway where people are allowed to do this kind of thing. They can't sort of kick you out. Or let's say like a chatzer, which is shared, a shared property between you and somebody else, so you can do it over there. It goes without saying, of course, that you could acquire an animal if it would be your own chatzer, your private property, but then you wouldn't need mashiach at all, that you could have a kinyan chatzer, the chatzer could acquire it on your behalf anyway, so we're not discussing that. What mashiach cannot work in is, say, a rishus haram. If you cause an animal to move just in the public domain, in the street, that's not considered to be a proprietary act that is a kinyan for it. Okay, the third way is called mesira. Mesira essentially is handing over the reins, or the equivalent. It could be like, you know, like the mane of the horse, like, you know, like its hair along its back, to control it perhaps. But the point is you're handing over the way in which to control the animal, the rope that, you know, is around its neck, whatever the story is, its leash. So according to most Rishonim, that's the least good. Mesira is the least good. Okay, so and Mesira can happen even in a Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama, which is Rav Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, Behema Gasa, the larger animals, the cows and the horses, etc., Niknas B'Mesira, are acquired even with Mesira, even by handing over the reins, and all the more so with Meshicha, causing it to move, and of course, if you could actually lift it off the ground, then for sure, that would be a valid act of Kinyan. V'Hadaka, as for the small animals, the goats and the sheep, Bahagba, you actually have to lift it off the ground, and that's the only way to acquire it. Div Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. The Chum disagree. The Chum Omrim Behema Daka Niknes B'Mashicha. They say when it comes to small animals, they resist being picked up. They can, you know, kind of, you know, they fight you. They stick their, you know, toes in the ground, whatever it is. So that being the case, you can even acquire them with Mashicha, meaning getting them to move. No need to actually lift them off the ground. Now, those are the two sheets brought in our Mishnah. There is a third sheet brought, which is a Braisa brought in the Gemara, which says essentially that the Chamim say that Mashicha works both for a Behema Gasa and a Behema Daka. And that would be the Halacha, which would mean then really bottom line is there's no difference between Gasa or Daka. Either you can get it to move by Mashicha, making it move in the Simta or the Shared Chatzer, or lifting it up all the way. But Mesira won't work in any event. That seems to be the pashas. Mesira handing over the reins is not good enough to make an acquisition for any animals. That's how most Rishonim learn. Just be warned, however, that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam do not learn that way. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam learn the hierarchy is different. They learn that Mesira handing over the reins is a more powerful way of making an acquisition than Meshicha. Mashiach is the least of them, and therefore if Mashiach works for Behemah Gasa, Behemah Daka, so all the more so a mesira would work. Okay, so according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, any of the above, all three, in other words, would work for any kind of animal. But l'chora, the halacha is like the Rov Rishonim, the Rambam, etc., like Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and therefore it's only Hagba'ah or Meshicha.